Monday of the fifth week of Lent, Lust and Love. The Book of the Prophet Daniel, chapter 13, verses 1 to 9, 15 to 17, 19 to 30, and verse 33 through 62. And the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 1 through 11. In the seminary, these readings were always wonderfully challenging for us celibates. We would watch our professors twitch with discomfort as we read publicly in a church of a naked woman bathing, open voyeurism, lustful elders who told bold lies to cover their sins and to condemn innocent Susanna. "Bring me oil and soap," said Susanna to the maids, "and shut the garden door while I bathe." Little did she know that there were dirty old men hiding behind the bushes. The wise celebrant of the day invariably encouraged that we use the shorter version of the reading, so we went back to our rooms and checked out the full 13th chapter of the Book of Daniel. We felt sorry for the poor Protestants who had excised this from the official canon and even called it Apocrypha. This was good, bad stuff. But it was, fortunately, followed by the wonderful gospel about the adulterous woman who was caught and yet freed. In scripture class, it became apparent that this story was rather clearly inserted into John 8, since it does not follow from, nor lead to, the texts before or after, and it was not found in the earliest manuscripts. All agree today that it is canonical, and perhaps actually from Luke in another place, and we are very glad it is official biblical text, for the message is superb and needed. We are all nervous, confused, and guilt-ridden about sex, almost more than anything else. It is what Carl Jung would call a complex, various thoughts or images which hold all kinds of strong and unconscious energy flowing out in irrational directions. Our reactions are always strange and confused when we are in the grip of a complex, whether it be overly positive or overly negative. We surely see it here in both readings today. In short, humans have a hard time distinguishing between lust and true love. For most men, it takes much of our lives to know the difference. And we have just such men illustrated in both readings today, and two women the worse for it. Although a dozen needed sermons could come from this gospel, may it suffice here to highlight one line in our reading that might be the most quoted verse from Jesus and spoken here in the defense of the woman. If you will allow me one further interpretation, I personally think that Jesus bending down to write on the ground, it's the only example of Jesus' writing, was to avoid any confrontational stare and cruel accusation of the men. He wanted them to take responsibility themselves. His love was so gracious and universal that he even wanted to save them from the condemnation of his eyes. "Neither do I condemn you," he said to both the woman and to the men. This is another example of his wonderful third-way solutions.